You know that feeling when a song comes on and it's so good that it feels like you're frozen in time? Well, that's what my podcast In My Tracks is all about. The songs that stopped me in my tracks. I'm your host, Jada Burt, and I have revealing conversations with musicians about their creative challenges, mental health struggles, and the economic realities they're facing as independent artists today. And you discover your new favorite songs. Tune into In My Tracks everywhere you listen to podcasts.
What is up, y'all? This is Scarlett, aka Scardi B, aka your resident emo historian. And join me as I unpack the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Look, y'all, there is a lot to cover in this limited run podcast. So strap on in, cause sugar.
And like add some like jingle bells or something in there. Y'all, what is up? It's your girl Scarlett, aka Scardi B, here for Sugar. We're going in. It's been a little while, okay? I have been taking a much needed mental, emotional, physical break the months of November and December. I do plan to be back in January. Big emphasis on the planning because there's just so much planning that goes on behind the scenes here at Sugar We're Going In by me. So it's like this podcast gives very much like Michael Kors by Michael Kors, directed by Michael Kors, produced by Michael Kors. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that go into it, and a lot of it with the chronological, you know, order of it all comes with planning. And I am working on some of the most important years for Fall Out Boy, which were the hiatus. You know, I know we don't like to talk about it, but it was so critical of a time. And while I was planning on just going full force in December, I was like, let me set this up right, okay? And sometimes setting things up right means we gonna wait a little while. But coming up, what you can expect, I will be talking about Black Cards. I will be talking about Patrick's solo career. Emphasis on that. There will be many episodes about that. I've got some interviews lined up for y'all that I'm really excited to share, including my interview with Patrick from back in 2011. If y'all didn't know, I'm old. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that old. But yeah, I had the chance to interview him back in 2011 when he was doing Soul Punk and touring Soul Punk. So I'm really excited to share that while I talk about the album and the tours and people who opened for him and worked on the album. So I'm really excited to get to that, but that takes time. So thank you so much for your patience. I promise to make it as worth it as possible. But other than that, I am here to say thank you, to say hello, to really express my gratitude for making this year, 2004, another amazing year. I mean, let's recap. You know, I left my job at the top of the year, a job that I had for 10 years and I loved so much. But when your job is to tell artists and give artists advice and give them strategy and give them game, and you spend 10 years doing that and you don't do it for yourself, there's finally a time in life and in mental health, which was the best it ever was, to just jump and try something new and eat dirt for a bit. You know, my husband keeps calling this my intern year. You know, I'm learning again. And you know, while most people are like, oh, I'm 30, like that's it for me, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like I am starting over in such a healthy, refreshing, difficult way. It is so hard, y'all. Like, it's exciting. You know, I get to travel more. I get to do these emo bingos with y'all. I get to work on this show. But I'm starting over. And what I loved about Scarlett, maybe like pre-career, like 10 years ago, was that she was hungry and she was always excited and she was always learning. And those are the good things that I have right now. But you know, Scarlett back then was also massively insecure and just wondering if anybody's out there, right? Is anybody listening? Does anybody care? And those are the type of feelings that I feel like we all experience, but I definitely want to just to put it in perspective, you know, for all of us, especially now, if you're listening, as this comes out, it is December 2024. We are emotionally, physically, mentally burnt out. So don't let it get to you the same way that I am trying to surround myself with people who bring me up. I hope that you have that. And if you don't, I am here for you. I love you. I care for you. And that's why I want to stay in touch. So although the show's going to be on a little bit of break until January, please keep in touch. I'm at Sugar. We're going in, no G, on X, Twitter, whatever. And on Instagram, I'm at Sugar. We're going in. You can also reach me at sugarwe'regoingin@gmail.com. I would love to hear from y'all, like any way that I can be an ear, a support, or a friend. You're my shug, and you're my shug forever, so please reach out. The holidays are so difficult, but family and friends and even just chosen family make it so worth it. So I want to thank you. I want to thank all the guests that came on this year and even the past year. I mean, shout out to Daisy Grenade and shout out to just so many other people like Clinton Sparks. I mean, it's incredible the amount of people that have been supporting this. And here's to an amazing 2025. I still got so much lined up for y'all. Like, y'all don't even understand, like, this podcast, and you hear me say it in the intro, like, this is a limited run podcast. Like, this was an intro recorded the first time I recorded the show, and I, to protect my little heart about this project, I had to say limited time, because if it went under, if I stopped, if it just didn't hit, like, I could end it and soon and not feel bad about it. But every time I hear it, I fucking laugh now in the best way, in the healthiest way, meaning like, yo, this has produced so much life and spark out of me, that a year and a half later, I continue to do this. And I don't foresee, you know, me finishing without finishing. You know what I'm saying? So we still have so much time to go through. Again, next couple months will be all about 2011, 2012, leading up to the return of Fall Out Boy with Save Rock and Roll in 2013. But also, you know, in talking about Patrick's solo record from Toronto Wave, the EP, to Soul Punk, the full album, some recent news, shout out to Smart Punk, who will be re-releasing Soul Punk on vinyl, which is, if you're like a diehard, like Fall Out Boy, like Patrick fan, like, you know how hard it was to find those vinyls, but they're finally being repressed. So head over to Smart Punk. This is not an ad. This is me giving y'all game. I can humble brag and say that I've got every vinyl and single laid aside. That's for my children's inheritance. But I'm so glad that's, you know, places like Smart Punk are giving people the opportunity to get this in their hands. The way that Patrice would have wanted it, vinyl, wax, record. But yeah, I'm really excited to share this with y'all. It was an exciting time in my life and just an exciting time, obviously, in their lives. So there's a lot to talk about, and I've already gone way, way, way over what I thought I would in this little message, just letting you know. Again, I'll be on break until January, February, but keep up with me on socials, hit me up, like, I love to hear from y'all, and I really, really hope y'all like what's coming up, and it wouldn't be, you know, my show, a show about an emo ass band, without me getting emotional and just, you know, I don't want to joke about it. My therapist says that I should stop joking about it, because I was already like, let's hold space. You know, I was really holding space with this. But it's really about, you know, just this community that's in a time where, you know, after leaving a career for 10 years, where your entire, you know, your entire career is based on community, and feeling like, not that you lost it, but that you get to build a new one. This has been such a healthy, you know, just place for me. And in a time where I want to just talk fast and be like, you know, like, it just has invited me to slow down and, you know, give back. So any way that I can continue to give back to this awesome community that has given me so much and continues to give me so much, because here's the fucking thing. You either die or you live long enough to become the elderly, like, emo statesman. Okay. Like, I love talking to y'all so much about, like, these shows and these tours and everything that happened. Everybody's like, oh my God, how do you know? And I was like, bitch, I was fucking there. You know, I was fucking there. And it's just been so awesome to share that with this new generation. So thank y'all again so much. And it wouldn't be a Scardi B, Sugar We're Going In, like Fall Out Boy podcast without me ending on a sweet, sweet note. I just wanted to play Fall Out Boy's You'll Shoot Your Eye Out to play us out. Again, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. If anything, just celebrate yourself. Y'all fucking did it. Here's to another fucking amazing year. I love you so much. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Take care of others. And until 2025, this is me, Scardi B, signing off. Bow, 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 bow. Bye.
These are your good years, so don't take my advice. You never wanted the nice boys anyway. And I'm of good cheer, cause I've been checking my list. The gifts you're receiving from me will be one awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. And all I want is for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree. Merry Christmas, I could care less. Down. It's the only thing I want this year. One awkward silence and two hopes. You cry yourself to sleep, staying up, waiting by the phone. And all I want this year for you to dedicate your last breath to me before you bury yourself alive. Don't come home for Christmas. You're the last thing I wanna see underneath the tree. Merry Christmas, I could care less.
Spend a lot of money on this. Dude, this one time, this one Christmas, I got the...